Welcome to the Connected Leaders Academy Virtual Conference, designed to reshape your vision of transformation. As we navigate the evolving business landscape, our speakers will unveil innovative strategies to manage and initiate change. Prepare to adapt, innovate, and lead, ensuring your role as a catalyst in this transformative era.
I want you to imagine that you're at the eye doctor. You know that moment when they flip through the different lenses and ask better one or two. Sometimes the difference is so subtle you can barely tell it. But then they land on the right lens and suddenly everything snaps into focus. It becomes crystal clear. That's what strategic clarity feels like. And here's why that matters more than you might think. I can ask you to explain your mission all day long, and most of you can give me a beautiful answer. But if I asked you to explain your strategy in one sentence, your actual game plan for getting from where you are to where God's calling you, you would hesitate. If you would, you're not alone. And that hesitation is costing you everything. Here's a stat that we should all be concerned about. Over 50% of businesses fail within the first 5 years, not from a lack of passion, not for a lack of customers, and not from a lack of hard work. They fail from a lack of strategic clarity. As Christian entrepreneurs, we face an even more dangerous trap. We're so focused on being faithful, on serving well, on staying humble, that we mistake busyness for strategy. We say yes to every opportunity that looks like God has opened a door. We launch programs because people need them. And we add services because we have the skills. And before we know it, we're running in 10 directions at once with no clear path forward. We have a God-sized dream that becomes a God-sized mess. Sound familiar? The truth is, without strategic clarity, you don't have a business. You have an expensive job. And unlike a job, there's no guaranteed paycheck, no benefits, and you're working twice the hours. But here's the good news. Just like my vision and yours can go from blurry to 2020 with the right correction, your strategic vision can become crystal clear. And when it does, everything changes. Today, I'm going to give you a framework that works whether you're solidifying that first 50K or scaling to seven figures. It's the same framework that I use with my coaching clients, and it's built on four strategic pillars. Strategic position, where you uniquely fit into the market. Sustainable model, how you generate consistent revenue. Scalable systems, the infrastructure that allows you to grow. And measurable impact, how you track and multiply your effectiveness. Each pillar is essential. Miss one and your strategy crumbles, but get all four aligned and you are building a platform for exponential impact. Let's dive in. When I first started, I knew two things. God was calling me into ministry and my audience was women. That's it. That's all I had. And let me tell you, you can't build a strategy on women's ministry. That's like saying you're opening a restaurant and you're serving food. My first coach asked me a question that changed everything. How is your ministry going to be different from everyone else who has a women's ministry? That question forced me to get specific. And over time, through research and prayer and countless conversations, it became clear I wasn't called to the traditional based, church-based women's ministry. I was called to marketplace ministry, equipping Christian women who are starting faith-based businesses, ministries, and nonprofits. And not just any women, women in their first 0 to 3 years who need both spiritual guidance and practical business strategy, women who don't have access to mentors who understand both faith and finances. See the difference? I went from women's ministry to empowering everyday Christian women to chase God-sized dreams by bridging the gap between their vision and their destiny through strategic coaching. And that's strategic position. And here's what it did for me. It told me exactly who to serve. It clarified what problems I was solving. It differentiated me from every other coach and ministry. It made my marketing simple because I knew exactly who I was speaking to and what to say. Your strategic position answers three questions. Who exactly am I serving? What specific problem am I solving for them? Why am I uniquely qualified to solve it? Until you can answer these three questions with crystal clear clarity, you're building on sand. Here's where most faith-based entrepreneurs get stuck. We know who we serve. We even know what we offer, but we have no idea how to turn that into consistent income without feeling like we're selling. Let me be clear, a sustainable model is not about being salesy. It's about being wise. Proverbs 21:5 says the plans of the diligent lead surely to abundance, but everyone who is hasty comes only to poverty. Notice it doesn't say the plans of the lucky. It says the plans of the diligent. A sustainable model means that you have predictable ways to generate revenue that align with your calling. It means you're not scrambling at the end of the month and wondering where the money is going to come from. Let me share what it looks like in practice. In my coaching business, I have three streams of income. One-on-one coaching, which is high-touch premium service. An online course that delivers month-after-month revenue. And then an online membership that provides ongoing support and community. Each stream serves a different client at a different stage and at a different price point. Together, they create stability. If one stream slows down, then I have two others to generate income from. But here's what makes it sustainable. I know my numbers. I know how many coaching clients I need to hit my income goals. I know how many people I need in my courses each month. And I know how many people I need in my membership so that it stays active. That clarity lets me reverse engineer my marketing. I know exactly how many conversations I need to have, how many discovery calls to book, and how much content to create. Your sustainable model answers. What are my revenue streams? What are my target numbers for each? And how do I consistently fill my pipeline? Without this clarity, you're hoping tactics become strategy. With it, you're building with intention. Here's the trap I see most entrepreneurs fall into more than any other, especially faith-based ones. We think faithfulness means doing it all ourselves. If God gave us the vision, we have to be the ones executing every single piece. But that faithfulness, that's pride disguised as humility. Look at how Jesus operated. He didn't do ministry alone. He built a team. He trained disciples. He created systems for multiplication. When he sent out the 72 in Luke 10, he was demonstrating scalable systems in action. If you want to grow beyond yourself, and I believe that's exactly what God's calling you to do, you need systems. Not because you're lazy, but because you're wise. Let me give you a concrete example. My first She Steps Forward Women's Conference could have been chaos. Instead, I laid out a clear vision, broke it into specific categories, registration, volunteers, catering, marketing, and then I built a team. Because everyone had clarity in their role and the systems that we were using, by conference day, the team could have run it without me. That's the power of scalable systems. Now, you might be thinking, Elaine, I'm just starting and I don't have a team and I can barely afford to pay myself. I get it. But scalable systems don't start with hiring people. They start with documenting what you do. When I onboard a new coaching client, I follow the same process every time. Welcome email with next steps, pre-coaching assessment, first session agenda, and follow-up action plan. That's a system. It's documented and it's repeatable. And when I am ready to bring on support, I can hand someone that system and they can execute it with excellence. Your scalable systems answer. What processes do I repeat regularly? How can I document them so that anyone could follow them? And what can I automate or delegate? Remember, systems set you free to focus on your highest value work. They don't limit your impact, they multiply. Here's a question that will reveal everything about your strategic clarity. How do you know if you're winning? If you can't answer that question with specific metrics, you're flying blind. And we can't afford to fly blind when we're stewards of God-given dreams. Measurable impact means you know what success looks like at every stage. You track the right numbers, you celebrate real progress, and you can course correct before you get off track. For me, impact looks different at different levels. For my clients, it's about transformational stories, business launches, revenue milestones. For my business itself, it's about monthly revenue, client retention, program enrollment. And for my ministry, it's about how many women we serve in the States as well as Africa, conference attendance, and scholarship recipients that are awarded through my nonprofit work. What gets measured gets managed, and what gets managed gets multiplied. Now that you understand the four pillars, let me give you a tool that will immediately clarify what deserves your attention and what's costing you growth. The strategic priority matrix has four quadrants: high impact, aligned with strategy means do this now. High impact plus not aligned with strategy means delegate or defer. Low impact and aligned means automate or batch. And low impact but not aligned means eliminate. Here's what that looks like in practice. You have an opportunity to speak at a large conference. Sounds great, right? Run it through the matrix. Is the audience aligned with my strategic position? If yes, it's high impact. If no, it might need to be deferred. Does it su support my sustainable model? Can I make an offer, build my list, generate leads? Can I leverage systems to prepare without consuming all of my time? This matrix eliminates what you think you should do and clarifies what you must do. I want to give you a 90-day strategic sprint to implement. So here's how it will go. In the first 30 days, I want you to clarify your strategic position. Be able to write it into one sentence. If you can't get it into one sentence, keep working at it until you do. In the next 30 days, I want you to map out your sustainable model. Know your numbers. Take the time to concentrate on this important piece. It's critical that you know your sustainability. And in the last 90 days, document one scalable system and identify your success metrics. That's it. 90 days, four pillars. Crystal clear strategy. And before you go, I want you to commit to three things so you can take immediate action. First, write down one thing you're doing that's not aligned with your strategy and stop doing it this week. Second, schedule 90 minutes this week to clarify your strategy position using the three questions. And then lastly, find one accountability a partner who will ask your month on one accountability partner who will ask you monthly, is this aligned with your strategy? I can't emphasize enough how important that accountability partner is so you can get out of your head and have someone to look at things with you unbiased. Remember, a business without a strategy is just an expensive job. With strategic clarity, you build a platform for exponential impact. Your vision doesn't have to be clear as mud. With the right framework, it can be crystal clear. Now go build that God-sized dream with God-sized clarity.
Thank you for participating in today's enlightening session as we transition to our next expert. Remember that each strategy and insight is a step toward becoming a transformative leader in your field. Visit ConnectedLeadersAcademy.com to stay engaged and informed. The journey of change is ongoing. Let's move forward together.